Nina na na marinare, gova varca mi e sommare. Io te parlo e non respond. Te se per se mi e sussur. Te vuria magna de vasa, ma ho paura di città. Cosa guarda da lontane, costo cuore innamorata. Quando ci aspetta d'averti questa sera, costa luna piena.
Na 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 na. Okay, that was Mame is the name of the song by Alun. It's from Putumayo Presents African Rumba. And that's pretty wonderful, I would say. And before that, we heard Pink Martini. That's the name of the group. And the song is Nina Nana. And that was gorgeous. Putumayo Presents Vintage Italia. And before that, we listened to Johnny Winter doing Highway 61 Revisited. It was on the Bob Dylan, the 30th Anniversary Concert Celebration, Deluxe Edition Remastered. Imagine all that. So I saw a fantastic movie over at the Coolidge Corner called Gifted. I'm not sure if it's still playing, but if it is, you should definitely consider checking it out. It's the story of a single man, Frank Adler, raising a child prodigy, his young niece Mary. Her mathematical abilities came to the attention of Frank's formidable mother, Evelyn, and her plans threatened to separate Frank and Mary. It's just a beautifully, beautifully presented story, and the young actress who plays the young niece is just amazing. So that's over at the Coolidge Corner. And I also wanted to mention there's a concert coming up by Duo Marisienne, and that is Sunday, April 30th. I think that's actually Mother's Day. They usually do a Mother's Day concert. This is Gallant Fantasies, music of Telemann, Baron, Weiss, and Abel. It features Duo Marisienne, and that is Carol Lewis on violas de gamba, Olav Chris Henriksen on baroque lute. Baroque lute. That was a mess. They're going to perform late Baroque works by several of the finest German masters of instrumental music, including newly discovered fantasies by Telemann and Weiss. Now, that takes place at the Somerville Museum on 1 Westwood Road. That's at Central Street in Somerville. Concerts begin at 3 o'clock. It's a wonderful venue. Very intimate concert, 40, 50 people max, and they usually do a little collation after the concert. So if you've never gone to see one of their concerts, I highly recommend it. It's quite lovely. Thanks to my friend Mark for introducing me to all of that. And still no call from Idan, but I'm hopeful, maybe. I know he had something he had to deal with, so things like that happen. All right, so we're going to continue on with the... let me see if there's anything else I wanted to... I mean, there's so much going on, it's ridiculous. But nothing is coming to my mind at the moment. Here we go. Obviously a problem with that disc, or either the disc or the CD. Let's see if we can get it to play on another one. Let's see. That's annoying because it was so beautiful. Let's see if we can get that to play on this other disc. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Thank you. Wow, that's pretty hot. That's basically Baker, Volume 2, the big band music of David Baker. And it's Buscelli Wallerob Jazz Orchestra. Boy, they are just hot. And that was a Dizzy Gillespie composition arranged by David Baker. There's a lot of folks playing on this, so I'm not going to get into all the different folks, but just say that I'll be playing more of that for sure. Before that, we heard Yoko Maiwa Trio, and it's on a Pathways disc. The song is called The Goalkeeper. She is going to be in concert Friday, May 19th at the Regatta Bar. It's her new recording, and so you're hearing it probably first here. Her longstanding trio with bassist Will Slater and drummer Scott Goulding, songs by Joni Mitchell, The Beatles, Mark Johnson, and Maiwa herself. That was a Maiwa composition. So those that show at the Regatta Bar is at 7:30. And if you want tickets, you can call 617-395-7757 or go to regattabarjazz.com. And Tufts is having an open call. Tufts Open Call invites all members of the Tufts community as well as the general public to their weekly event in the intimately lit lounge on the top floor of Dowling Hall. The Open Call is an experiment in creating meaningful human connections at Tufts through shared novel experiences. Open Call aims to provide a non-alcoholic social space to meet new people and explore your own senses. For more info, including the details of the next event, check out the Tufts Open Call homepage on Facebook. A message from Tufts Open Call and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. It's 4:30 here at the Voice Mobile, Tufts at Medford, here on the Medford Tufts campus. And we're going to play some more music. Let's see. Thank you. That was from the concert for Theresien. It was the Hawthorne String Quartet performing, and it's a composition by Gideon Klein from 1934. Some of you may be aware that Monday was Holocaust Remembrance Day, and so appropriate to play some of the music of these artists whose music would have been lost forever if this organization, the Hawthorne String Quartet and the Theresien Foundation, hadn't put the work in and the time in to bring this music to people. So fantastic work. Okay, so we've got some more music ready for you here on the Voicemobile.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm trying to connect us up with Adan. He was trying to call in and we had a problem with the connection. And I'm not sure if this is going to work. I don't even hear it ringing. Ah.
Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Adan. Is this Adan? All right, I'm not even sure if I can plug this into the board. I'm going to try it and see what happens before I get it done on. Okay, let's see if this is coming through. Say something.
Hi, this is David.
Yeah, I think it's coming through. I think this will work. Okay, boy, what a pain in the neck this is.
All right, well, we tried and it was always the switchboard was busy. And
yeah, no, there was a problem. It wasn't configured, the tech. Well, anyway, let's just get it on for a couple of 2 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you, Dave.
So, all right, no problem.
Shalom? Shalom, Adan?
Just 1 second, I'm getting to him.
So. Oh, okay. So are you going to be at the concert Saturday night?
I will be there.
Ah, so I will look forward to seeing you. Hopefully I can come and visit with you afterwards.
Okay.
Okay?
That would be great, yeah. Just 1 second, I'm going to get it done.
Okay, good. Okay. I think we have 4 minutes left. How exciting. This is too much fun. All right, well, I hope some of you are going to try to make it to the concert at Berklee Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Adan Rachel will be doing solo piano in support of his new release, At the Edge of the Beginning. And as you heard, I played several tracks from it. It's very beautiful. Adan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Adan, hello?
Hello?
Shalom, shalom. This has been a little bit crazy.
Yes, hello. How are you?
I'm very good. And I'm glad we get to at least say hello. I played several tracks from the CD at the beginning of the show, and I talked about your tour and all the work that you've done in the past. So if there's anything in particular that you'd like to share with the audience to get them to come, go ahead and do that.
Indeed. So you're all welcome to come and check out the Adan Rachel my music and also the music from the past. It's you know what? Just because it's a short interview, you know what? I'll do some crazy thing.
Okay.
What I'll do is that for all the listeners that I didn't have the opportunity to talk to them.
Yes.
So just write down my email. And everyone that will just email me.
Okay.
To my but it's my personal email, so I will check it. And you know, if anyone has questions or want to listen to some recommendations about Israeli music or about my music, so my personal email is IRP, like Israel or Reichel or
okay IRP project. Yeah,
IRP dot mailbox
okay
at gmail.com. Very easy. And everyone that will. They'll want to email me about any questions that you have. I'm on the road and I'm just playing concerts, you know, the piano concerts. And other than that, I'll be on my emails.
It's terrific. So have you been getting a good reception for your solo show?
Yes, it's you know, every concert I'm playing every night, piano solo. It's like we used to play for like big venues with the Adan Rachel project, like
right,
2,000 people, and now I feel that it's like concert that I feel that I invite the audience to my living room, to a kind of an introduction of the music, and it's the ultimate way of playing the moment, just to go on stage and to go with the feeling, and because I'm not playing with many singers and many musicians, you don't have to prepare prepare the arrangement and production, and just to go on stage and to share with the listeners and with the audience, just to share your heart.
It's very intimate. Yeah, it's beautiful. I love it. I love what you've been doing. You know, last time you were here, I think the time before, I was up in the front and you pulled me up on stage to dance with you and the ladies. I don't know if you remember that, but I was so thrilled beyond belief, and somebody should have videotaped it, but I never got to see it.
So you see, maybe one of the listeners now will email me this.